Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Today, I welcome all of you to my show, The Kim Pagano Show, and what a week. What a week, I'm telling you.
Really?
So, yeah.
I had such a good time yesterday. I'm sorry I'm here today.
I know.
I
you
was
were
on
at the beach.
Huh? Yeah.
I know. That is my favorite place down there in Paradise Cove, and I welcome Jeannie.
Don't tell everybody. They'll
I
come
know.
And love
you're
it.
Absolutely right. Okay, never mind. We were in another world, so yeah, there you go.
Go to the beach, everybody. It's
all right,
awesome.
And I've got Mike Krupka here from...
Allstate Insurance.
And where is your location at?
I'm in Chatsworth, California.
Ah, my hometown down there,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I got a lot of listeners down there. So, anyways, I'm kind of back on my little responsible list here of things that, you know, I got rear-ended a couple weeks ago and a little sore and just kind of aggravated. So I want to make sure that we all have our insurances in line and that, you know, when it's always like almost like alarms, right? Mm-hmm. You don't ever want to do it after the fact. In fact, that's the guy that hit me, tried to get emergency insurance after
Did
the
he?
Fact, you know?
Oh.
And so that's kind of aggravating because we all have responsibilities in our life. And, you know, so what, we take care of it, they don't, you know? So I want to make sure that we all know, you know, what is really, you know,
what kind of coverage you have.
And what you really need, you know,
because
there's a lot of people that think, oh, I'm insurance broke, which I am, you know.
We all are.
Four kids and, you know, and I just think it's important. So I'm really excited to get some questions. We do, of course, have some giveaways today. And I'm really excited for that because I love to give back to everyone. So today we have tickets for Saturday, August 13th. And I got a couple sets of tickets. So what we'll do is as soon as we get started and we take, a couple minutes, we're going to think of a question, right?
Sure.
Okay. And then we'll take caller number 5. And Jacob's on the line here waiting at 805-639-0008. But we have a live tribute to the Golden Oldies. I love oldies.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's
Sounds
featuring
good.
Anthony Hicks, and it's the original member of Chillites and Corsage Royal in the live tribute to the Chillites, the Stylists, and the Delphonics, and Temptations, and the OJs.
Temptations.
And yeah.
Sounds like
I know. Does that
hate
us or what?
But Motown,
I know. I love that. So that's over at the Civic Center in Thousand Oaks. So I'd love to give away some tickets. Also, I've got tickets for tonight at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And so we actually will take your name and your number and put you on a list so you can go, a VIP list. For the Kim Pagano Show, and I can't wait to hear from all of you, so that's really cool. I do want to give out our phone number again, 805-639-0008, if you are out of the area code, and if you're driving around and you hear this, pull over, you know, just make sure you're safe at 639-0008. You can also Facebook us at the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got our Facebook open. We've been getting lots of questions on there, and also, you can Twitter us at Kim Pagano Show. So we're kind of all over. So definitely get in touch with us. Also, if you have any questions, and sometimes your insurance man or woman don't have enough time to answer them, so I got Mike Krupka here from Allstate, and he's got all your answers for you. So I'm really excited. I love to bring people on and just really have them right here so we can have our time with them. So, yeah. And what, Jeannie?
I just wanted to make sure that everybody is tuning in and having a great day today, because we are going to find out about insurance, how to do it correctly for our car. And, I mean, that's really needed stuff. And I'm so glad you're here, because I have a few questions, if there's time.
There you go. Exactly. And also, our second, our last part of our show is going to be an inspiring story of overcoming bullying. And Gabriella Van Rij, I guess is her name. I'm going to get that correct when she gets on here. But have you ever felt alone or unwanted, or like you didn't belong? She's going to talk about that. That was something that she kind of struggled through her life. And she's got some really inspirational stories and ideas for people. So she's written a book about her lifestyle. So
sad that stuff goes on in schools, isn't it?
I know. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize what our kids are going through. And so we really have to be really insightful.
There wasn't that problem when I went to school. It seemed like, okay, the guys would do their marbles and the girls would go over there and bounce balls. But you didn't really, there wasn't really bullying. I mean, maybe I was just lucky, but we didn't have that problem. All through my schooling, I didn't. Wow. You know, there might be a crowd you wish you were hanging with, but it was not bullying. And and it seems today that there is so much of that. I just feel horrible.
You know, I wonder if there's so much bullying because so many people are unhappy with who they are instead of just
I think it just takes one person. Too, but I think if there's just one. I know my son had a problem with that, but he cured that himself. But you know, I had never heard of that. That was the first time I ever heard of it when he was in school. How about you, Jenny?
You know what I think? I think it's the media. You know how the media took over as time went on. So basically,
Like promoting it, you mean?
Well, not promoting it. Like, let's say that wrestling show that you see on TV. You know,
and the fighting
shows like that. The media that promotes
point.
And stuff like
good
that.
Point.
I feel like that just started building up more the bullying and stuff around school. So
You know, it's kind of a little bit of copycat. You know, and they think it's cool and. Instead of being cool is being kind.
Well, you know, too.
A mommy moment. Being cool is being kind. I like that, you know.
When we were kids, you never saw these, you know, violence on TV that you see today.
Oh, you're right. We did not.
Or the video games. There's so much of that going on.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We had Bosco was our worst thing. I think they took him off the air because they said
Kangaroo
it was.
Captain Kangaroo or something, you know.
Yeah, well, didn't they take him off the air because they said it was impolite for him to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed. The world has changed.
It has. It's mean out there. Yeah. And I want to make it kind.
There
I
you
do.
Go. Good
so
for you.
I am so glad that you tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, where I hope that I can add value every day in every way. And you know what I'm going to do right now? We're going to give away our one set of tickets right now for Thousand Oaks Civic Center. And it's a live tribute to the Golden Oldies. Love those oldies. Mm-hmm. We'll give a set of tickets away for Saturday, August 13th. And we'll give it to the third caller right now. Of course, our lines are going away. So, Mike, talk to us. Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you actually got into insurance. And, of course, you know, we had your whole family on here yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you're musically inclined at the same time, right? I've been at all your parties over at your house.
Yes.
With everybody. You kind of all have a little tune to you, huh?
Well, yeah. We used to have a family band. It was called the Krupke Family Band.
Oh.
And so we basically used to do weddings and bar mitzvahs and company parties in Magic Mountain, Osbury Farms.
How fun.
Basically, from doing that, doing all the auditions for the band, I used to be an engineer, chemist. And so from doing all the auditions for the band, I kind of got this idea that, as a chemist, I realized I was never going to make enough money to do what I wanted to do.
You're too crazy of a person to be a chemist.
I'm just saying, where's all this coming from?
I know.
He's a funny guy when we get him started.
Oh,
I'm thinking Mike, insurance, and all of a sudden we're talking about bands. What else are you going to pull out of your hat?
Well, the deal was that, you know, Tony got pregnant. We had our first kid.
Love his wife, Tony. And, Shout out to her.
And so we're sitting there, and I'm trying to figure out how she can stay home because I thought it was important for her to stay home.
Boy Scout leader.
Yeah, so I walk up to my boss and I go, hey, I want to make $50,000 a year. How can I do that? And this guy's the director of my department. He goes, well, you can't do that, Mike, because I make $50,000 a year and I have a PhD. Okay? And so you go back to school and I'm thinking, I don't want to go back to school for chemistry. And I didn't want to do that. So I started going around to these different sales jobs because the sales jobs at the company, the guys who were all the sales reps were coming were driving nice cars and taking us to lunch. I thought, that's the place to go. So I applied for a sales job, and I walk in, and the guy says, I was at one of these paper companies the company used. He gives me a stapler. He says, well, sell this to me. And I, so I pick it up and I go, well, it's made of steel. It's, you know, works really good. It's a great product. Been around forever. This, that, the other. I put it down. He goes, forget it, kid. You'll never make it in sales.
Really? Yeah.
What did he tell you? You had to lie or what?
I don't know. I don't know. Weird. But anyway, I had a conversation with a good friend of mine about taxes. I was complaining about the dang taxes.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah. And the government got me for $3,000 that year, and so I was complaining. I go, yeah, government got me for $3,000 that year. And he goes, well, they got me for $15,000. And I go, $15,000? I go, oh, my gosh. I said, who does your taxes? He goes, I got a CPA. And I go, well, if the CPAs did your taxes, they got to be right. I go, how much did you make? He goes, I don't know, $80,000.
You know, I was going to add to that because my grandmother used to say you have to be blessed. If you're paying taxes, you're making money.
Yeah, my CPA tells me that today.
I know. I'm serious, you know.
And so
I
does do mine. Wanna, yeah, still doesn't make me happy for the taxes we pay. Like, what, 60% of everything
gosh.
We make?
Yeah. 47% on the dollar if you're
making
No,
I think we're higher.
Yeah.
Corporation.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to remind everybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Mike Krupka here. He's Allstate Insurance. We got lots of time and questions, and I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And I know we've been getting tons of phone calls. Jacob's on the line right now, but I do also have tickets to Ventura Harbor tonight. So give him your name and number, and we got somebody really crazy. We got Mike Winfield, I believe, tonight, and he's really good. So anyways, give us a call here, 805-639-0008.
I have a question for Mike. Yep. It seems that when you get insurance and you're looking for a good person, you want somebody you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some pointers on what you can look for in getting a good agent.
That's a great question.
Thank you for the question. I think what you're trying to find is somebody that is not interested necessarily in doing just a single transaction, but basically there to look at your whole picture. Mm-hmm. What I try to do is get a snapshot of people's net worth, because your insurance company is what stands between you and a lawsuit. So I start asking the questions. I make all my staff do this too. How much equity do you have in your home? Meaning, you know, the house's market value today is what? What do you owe? Give me a number. So if it's worth $500,000, you owe $300,000, you have $200,000 there of equity. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Then I ask, do you own vacant land? If so, what's it worth? Do mm-hmm. you own rental properties? And then do you own a business? And is it an S corp?
So one of your clues is that the agents you talk to, if they don't ask a lot of questions, that should put a little red flag there. Like, they're really not interested in you. They're interested in just getting that policy and going out the door.
So many people buy insurance based on price alone, and they forget mm-hmm. that it's the coverage that you truly need.
Mm-hmm. And what type of coverage and how much of that coverage?
Oh, exactly. And it depends on what you make a year as an income. For instance, mm-hmm. the uninsured motorist coverage is the cheapest disability insurance you can ever get mm-hmm. on a car policy. You get ruined by somebody who carries 1530 liability, okay, and you're messed up and you can't do your job. I mean, an airbag goes off, your mind is boggled, you can't remember.
Yeah, I was asleep. Let me tell you, it was a jolt.
So who,
you know?
If you have 15, what'd you say,
1530 uninsured motorist
coverage. What's
that
going to cover?
Well, it pays loss of wages, pain and suffering, and medical bills. But most important, loss of wages, because disability doesn't pay hardly anything. If you're making $250,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year, and suddenly you get in an accident by someone who doesn't have enough insurance, and your uninsured motorist coverage is $30,000-$60,000, and you don't have a disability policy, and most people don't, okay, this policy will pay your loss of wages. So if you're out
that's
of...
That's really... I never knew that.
That's good to know, yeah.
Dirt cheap, okay? And so for all my clients that are, you know, are well off, that's the first thing to look at. Well, how much uninsured motorist coverage
and
do you have?
And the first thing to suggest...
So, that Mike, is $1,530 good enough?
Well, $1,530 is a state minimum. If you're a high school kid or a college kid, okay, and you got your first job and you're making $10 an hour, $1,530 is just fine. But if you're making $30,000 a year, you want it to be $30,000 per person, $60,000 per accident.
That's what that 30 means?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you're making $50,000 a year, you want it to be $50,000, $100,000, okay? And if you're making $100,000 a year, heck, you might as well go to $300,000 per person, $300,000 per accident.
Yeah, see, I never knew that.
I think that's what mine is on our lease. It's the highest you can get, or they won't even lease you the car.
Well, you know, when you look at a policy, you'll see split limits, 15, 30, 25, 50.
Okay, and what's like the first number for?
Well, the first number is if you hit one person. So if you hit one person, the coverage stops at $15,000. If you own a house, it used to be that people would say, well, I have $100,000, $300,000, that's fine. Well, that's great if your net worth is not above $100,000. Mm-hmm. You hit a kid in a skateboard, okay, and it stops at $100,000. Now, you hit 2 or 20 people, the coverage expands to $300,000. Wow. When you get hurt is the one person. Like that, there was a claim a couple years back, maybe read in the paper, where an elderly woman hit a guy on a bicycle, and right where we live.
Yeah.
It ran into millions of dollars.
No question, yeah.
So,
I mean, because what... It was a husband, right?
Yep.
And
he was killed.
Okay, yeah. And so, therefore, you know, I mean,
who's going to take care of that kid?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, everything ended right then.
Yep. So it's important to take stock of your net worth, add up the value of your company, your rental properties, your equity in your home, your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds, your CDs, your savings accounts. Forget about your 401ks. They can't get those. But IRA money you have to include. Okay.
Really?
Add that all up, subtract what you owe, come up with a number, and that's what your insurance policies need to insure you for.
Wow.
From a car insurance standpoint and a liability
standpoint.
We better
have you over at our company just to talk and make sure we're covered.
See, yeah, now here's the thing. I know we're talking, car insurance, medical insurance. You do that too,
sure,
right?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. You know, it's really hard, our kids, because I know you have teenagers too. Mm-hmm. My daughter just turned 27. It's like she, you know, what do you do when they have to go off on their own? And really, they don't have any money.
No, they don't. You know, the situation is it's health insurance in this nation right now is messed up. It just is.
So what do we do?
Well, you know, for people who are younger, I personally like Kaiser. Okay.
Well, you know, what's funny is we have Kaiser, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, and I, because of my, you know, our past with my husband's history and all that, it's been okay for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to work the system. And as long as you know all the great doctors there, mm-hmm. it's okay. But for my daughter, it's been really hard because she has to have her own program now. And mm-hmm. you can't, it's hard.
Well, she's looking for a specialized doctor, and that's hard with Kaiser. You have to really research them. They have them, but you have to really research
them. Well, the key with Kaiser, it's one-stop shopping. And so why I like them for young people is because they can go there and they don't go to the doctor a lot, usually.
Right.
The other issue is if you're not well, okay, it's very difficult to get on a plan.
Right.
I mean, if not darn near impossible. And the only way you really can do it is if you're on COBRA from an ex-employer and you exhaust the COBRA. Okay, and then after you've exhausted the COBRA, if you're denied again, then they'll put you on a major medical plan through the state.
Wow.
Okay. Mm. And then there's also group insurance, meaning if you own a company, and
that's
I don't care if you have, you know, cancer. Okay, if you have two or more employees mm-hmm. legally in the state of California.
So can you get Kaiser in? Is that how you would do it?
No, with a group plan like that, I would probably go Blue Cross.
That's
Anthem
what we
Blue
have.
Cross,
we have
right.
Blue Cross PPO.
And the rule is that even if you're sick and you really can't qualify, mm-hmm. They have to give you coverage. And the mm-hmm. most they can charge you more for it is 10%.
Oh, mm-hmm. really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if one of my clients owns a company, I go and they're looking for coverage and they're uninsurable. I go, well, you own a company. Let's insure your employees.
Exactly.
And then we'll get you coverage.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah.
Go ahead. You know, there is a lot of things that you need to know about, you know, how to kind of work within the bound lines, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I have a good guy, I guess, that does our life insurance, and mm-hmm. he did my health, and he's actually been with us a lot of years. And he's like you. He explains everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what we like about him is that I still get my birthday. I get a birthday card every year.
There you
year.
Go. Yeah.
I get a free.
Do you do that, Mike?
Oh yeah.
I get a free ice cream at wherever that I don't want to say their name, Baskin Robbins.
Right.
I get a free ice cream from him. It's just the idea he thinks about you. You know.
You know, and part of this job is that you care about people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have empathy. I try to put myself in the people's situation.
Yeah.
Feel what they're feeling, see what they're seeing, and then look for the gaps in the coverage and the things that could affect them, and then make recommendations. They don't have to make the changes,
right?
But I recommend the changes.
And how often do you review your customers?
Once a year, and it's an undertaking. I've got 5,000 clients. I'm here to tell you, it takes a lot. I mean, I've got 9 staff members. I've tried to clone myself so that the staff members actually know what how to do this, okay, and run through it.
I like that, clone myself.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
You do, because when you're really passionate about something and you want everybody to do a good job, because it's really, you know, it's not, you're not going to always talk to you.
Nope.
No.
But you know that if they're talking to somebody else in your company, they're getting the best care.
You know, when I hire new employees, what I do is I hem come to my house for about 6 weeks. I have them bring a tape recorder, and then I download. I tell them exactly what the coverages are, why the people need them. They take the recording home, they write it out, they memorize it, and they commit it to memory. When I hear my words come out of their mouth,
they're ready to go.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's how you got to do it. We do that, too, at Valley Alarm.
Yeah,
really,
you know,
good at that.
If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm trying to add value. We're on our responsible list here. I brought Mike Krupka in. He is with Allstate Insurance. And, you know, there's things that we need to know and things that we need to have in our life to be secure so we can sleep at night and know that if our kids are driving our cars or, God forbid, somebody, you know, passes away, just anything that happens, that it's kind of like our attorney, David Schneider, that we bring on, you know, living trust, another really important thing that you have to have. And so I really, you know, I want to take phone calls. We've been giving away tickets, and but I want to also, if there's anybody out there that has a question that maybe, you know, they just haven't had it answered, give us a call here at 805-639-0008 and talk to Mike. Also, I also have tickets again to give away at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And you can get on my VIP list for the Kim Pagano Show. I think we have... Do we have any? Did we give away? Yeah. Also, I think we have one more set. Yeah, we have one more set to give away to the live tribute to the Golden Oldies at the Civic Center in Thousand Oaks. What a fun time.
It's so true. Like you said, you know, you don't want to wait until things happen. It's the same, like in our company, a lot of people, we own valleyalarm.com, and I can tell you, go there. You will learn more. Learn to start taking care of you now and your family, because don't wait till you're robbed. I mean, we have so many people, or a fire start. They don't have any fire protection. And then you need the insurance. In fact, we work with a lot of insurance agents. I mean, that's exactly what you have to do, because if you don't have empathy and you don't care about your people, I can tell you do in your business right now, because that's what it's all about. Anybody can go out and get anybody they want, but is that person going to forget about them tomorrow?
Yeah, and you know, it's what happens is people, again, they come back and they treat it as a commodity, and it's not a commodity.
Right.
It is what stands between you and disaster.
Right. You're part of the Valley Alarm Company, and you're part of your company. What's the name of your company again?
Oh, it's Krupka Family Insurance.
There you
go.
So
the Krupka Family Band, it's the Krupka Family Insurance.
Yeah, there you go.
You become part of that
family. It's
kind of
like the week of, you know.
Yeah.
Now, what about an umbrella policy? What does that actually mean?
Well, umbrella policy is a policy that kicks in from specified limits on your car insurance, your home insurance, your boat policy, your dirt bikes, you know, your RV, and it goes up to $1 million, $2 million, $3, $4, $5. And it can go higher than that. It can go to $10. We rarely get $15. The bottom line here is, though, again, if for those clients that have a net worth that is above $1 million or approaching that, okay, what it allows you to do is to be covered on all your exposures and not worry about losing what you got. I mean, when you're 40 years old, can you afford a $100,000 hit?
No.
Can you afford a $200,000 hit? One of my clients a couple weeks back, this kid was on a motorcycle, went, okay, off, and hit a Bentley, for crying out loud. Okay, did $150,000 of damage to a Bentley.
And not only that, it's not
that.
Us, but it's our kids.
Uh-huh.
Because our kids,
you're liable
know,
for them.
Yeah, you're just going, hey, you know, he just got his license. Well, I don't care. You know, you need to take care of this.
Now, you had mentioned umbrella policy. Mm-hmm. You get that on top of your other policy.
Yeah.
Right? It's like an extra insurance?
Yeah, it's an excess policy. So what happens is your liability and your car insurance has to be like $250,000 per person, half a million per accident. Your homeowner's has to be $300,000. Your boat has to be $300,000. But now, if you're out in the dirt, you know, in I don't know, Pismo Beach or someplace on a sand rail, and you happen to run over some kid on a bike, and this kid's got a broken leg,
Or he hits you and it's your
or
fault.
Or is hurt seriously, breaks a neck, who knows.
Absolutely.
And they come back to sue you, at least we've insured you for what you're at risk to lose. You're covered to $1 million. They got to burn through $1 million of our money before they touch a penny of your money.
Wow, I love it. I love what we're talking about. It's really like a good night's sleep.
Oh, I'm telling
you. That's
really what... If our clients put together a package that covers what their net worth is and get earthquake insurance if they own properties, they're fine. What people don't realize about earthquake insurance, if it's a rental property, first and foremost, it's a tax write-off. The government's helping you. Secondly, the government does not make FEMA loans on rental properties. It's a business. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to know that I need this, okay?
Yeah.
If FEMA doesn't make loans on rental properties, and look at this real estate market, will banks make loans on rental properties after they've been destroyed? And the answer is no.
No, yeah.
So
what if it's personal, though? That's a whole different
thing. If it's your own residence, okay, FEMA will make a $200,000 loan on a structure and $40,000 on contents. Mm-hmm. Look at your house. Would $200,000 replace your house?
No.
I think not. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so people think, well, the government's going to take care of me. They ain't going to take care of you. And if you can't make the payment because
right now the government can't take anybody.
Hello.
You know? I mean, really, yeah. It's the truth. You know, we're going to take a really quick break, and we are going to come back and continue what we're talking about with Mike Kropka. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. And right now, give us a call at 805-639-0008 if you haven't gotten your name on the tickets, the VIP list for Venture Harbor Comedy Club. For tonight, really fun night. You know, we can talk about responsibility and then go have fun. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. So give us a call here right now at 805-639-0008. Our phone lines are open.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against put me down.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right, welcome back. And I want to congratulate Susan for, well, we have many winners that got the VIP. And also Susan won a set of tickets to the Civic Center for the live tribute to the Golden Oldies.
Way to go, Susan.
Yeah, but we got, I just pulled in one more set, so there's time to still win. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I love that. You know, the oldies, there's nothing better than the oldies.
I don't know.
It kind of brings back memories.
Yeah. The oldies are timeless.
Yeah, they are timeless.
The Motown stuff. It's great. In fact, I listen a lot to the oldies stations.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You should be listening
time.
To the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, I do that, too.
So,
definitely
right.
Listening yesterday.
Well, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie. And I've got Mike Kropka here from Allstate Insurance. And I've got Jacob busy on the phone, which I love to hear from all my listeners. So thank you for being supportive. And thank you to all my sponsors, because it wouldn't be possible for me to be here without all of you. So anyways, So let's carry on earthquake insurance. Okay. I know that's a big one. You mm-hmm. know, when it happens, you all wish you had it, right? Mm-hmm. But, exactly. you know, how much do you guys really cover now?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, how much do you need?
Yeah, well, and how much do you need exactly?
Typically, what I tell my clients is I want to see at least $200 a foot on your house, and here's why. You know, you might be able to build the average square, you know, frame house for stucco frame house for $150 a foot. But when this quake hits, millions of people are going to want their home built at the exact same time. And the market forces, supply and demand, are going to kick in. Okay. And the people that don't have earthquake insurance, they're pretty much stuck. I mean, FEMA does not just give you $200,000. You have to qualify for that loan. That means that you have to show that you have enough income to carry your current mortgage and their $200,000 at 3 5/8% of what they're giving it to you for. And you're going to stand in line with a million people. And if you don't qualify for the loan, you don't get that loan. There is no bank that's going to make you a loan. Your house is whacked. At that point, your only option is to walk away.
And now what about like on your rentals? Do you need to have earthquake insurance on those too?
Yeah, because I mean, think about it. If you're a landlord and first off, it's a tax write-off for the landlords.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay, secondly, the money you receive from an earthquake or any insurance claim is income tax free.
Okay.
This is like manna from heaven.
Also, rental insurance is a tax write-off too.
Yeah, you say renter's insurance. If you're the tenant, no. But if you're the landlord renting out your building, your insurance, just like your property taxes, just like your interest, like the gardener who does the work on the place, the maintenance, it's all a write-off. So the government's helping you here, and the key thing here is that it also includes loss of rent. So when this place gets whacked, okay, your tenant is going to walk out. Well, the rent stopped. You're still making the note payment, okay? The earthquake insurance can include loss of rents. Okay, so now the rents continue while it's being fixed. And oh, by the way, you get a brand new house. One of my smartest clients back in 1994 was a CPA, and he had 11 rental properties. And what he did, he took earthquake on every single one of them. And I remember talking to him, and I go, so Earl, you know, I love the fact you're taking earthquake insurance. Great. It was really inexpensive back then, by the way. And
by the way, it's really expensive now, right?
It's not expensive.
Depends on where you're at.
Yeah, not get as much, really.
You know what?
Right?
I think mine's is $3,000 a year. Mine's a big house. The average home in California is $1,000 a year.
I think that's what we pay, is what you pay.
About $1,000. Yeah, $3,000. Yeah, if your house is like, you know, 3,000 in square feet, you're going to pay between 1,500 and if you're 5,000, 3,000 square feet,
right.
$3,000 a year. But if your home is 1,000 square feet or 1,500 square feet, you're about $1,200 a year. The key thing here is that it's income tax-free money and it gives you choices.
Right.
Okay. Without it.
Choices. That really is a really great. You're right.
Yeah.
Choices.
Without it.
Without that, you're stuck.
Yeah. And your house gets rebuilt. You get a brand new house. Okay. And without that, you're suddenly going, well, where can I get $400,000, $300,000, $200,000? And if you got to pull it out of the market, well, maybe it's in a 401k. There's a 10% penalty. There's income taxes on it. Okay. If you're taking it out of your investments, suddenly that investment's not giving you a cash stream anymore. You know, the California Earthquake Authority is the world's largest earthquake carrier. I didn't say California's, I didn't say the nation's, the world's largest known universe, world's largest earthquake carrier. They're great, and less than 10% of Californians carry earthquake insurance. It's not going to happen to me, they think. But it is one of the biggest things because our homes, they are probably one of our biggest assets, but they can also be one of the biggest anchors.
Very interesting.
Fire insurance, that goes right along with the fire insurance too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Fire insurance. Well, you know, today.
That's pretty hard in our
You know, we like homeowners insurance. A fire insurance policy specifically typically covers fire and doesn't include liability. What you want to get is a homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. It's like a all-encompassing policy. It covers your contents, covers workers' comp in case your gardener cuts his foot off. Okay. Mm-hmm. It covers, or your kids will jump on a trampoline and someone gets hurt. It covers your contents on a replacement cost basis, gives you liability coverage. I mean, it covers all the stuff you got.
Right. That's great. So, okay, so let's move along. What else is there that we should know about that, you know, people don't know about?
What's
the most asked question?
Most asked question is, how can I lower my rates? Okay, that's without a doubt, okay?
That's a biggie.
Okay, and you know, I like that question. I welcome it. Pretty much what I try to tell my clients is, you know, we first have to find out what your net worth is. It's not about a price. It's what do you have at risk to lose? And then once we figure that number out, then the question becomes, well, where can we cut? Mm-hmm. Do you have health insurance? If you have health insurance and you don't have some huge high deductible plan, well, maybe we can get rid of medical because you have health insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you make a year? Let's make sure the uninsured motorist is there to protect you because you don't probably have a disability policy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like $1,000 deductibles. I like $500 on collision. Make sure you get a waiver.
That's what we have, yeah.
That's
much better.
Yeah, and then on comprehensive, especially in Ventura County, I like a zero deductible because comprehensive losses, you break a windshield, the car gets keyed, it catches on fire, someone steals it. They don't count against you. There's no surcharges for comp claims.
Oh, wait, so comprehensive do zero.
Do zero. The difference in price is $5, $10 every 6 months per
That's
car.
That's a really good point. Okay?
And finally, check for rental. If you have one car and you don't have rental, you're asking to be upset.
Right.
Okay. And if you got two cars and two drivers, get rental on both. But if you got three cars and two drivers, maybe you don't need rental. And finally, it's all common sense.
It is, but it's like, you know, we're so busy. We just don't think about
nobody
all
has time
these
for
things.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
So
that's
you
why
really
we have you
want to find a really good insurance guy
right.
that can really that you trust that's going to just take that weight right off you.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know? So that's why I'm excited.
Well, thank you.
You're
I'm
here.
Glad to be here. And then the last thing is, or a couple other things would be, people don't realize that liability follows the vehicle. If you put your name on your kid's car and you think that you're not liable, you're mistaken. Okay, if he gets in an accident and you let him get his insurance is not enough to cover you, what you're at risk to lose, they're going to burn through his and go right to you. So if your kids are less than 25 and you live in a nice house and you've got some assets to lose, more than likely that kid should probably be on your auto policy with a big honking umbrella policy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the umbrella policies get cheaper as they get bigger. So it cuts 50% for each million you go extra. So for $300 a year more, you might get a $5 million umbrella policy. Boy, that's a nice feeling. I mean, you think about the dumb things your kids do. I mean,
really protected.
You know, and we all did when we were young. It just
My
happens.
My kids don't do dumb things.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever. God, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know my kids, and I know your kids.
All
so,
kids.
Yeah, trust me,
all
I know.
Kids.
No, yeah. They're all normal. And you know what? I mean, you raise them to do, but you know what? Stuff happens.
Oh, yeah. You
stuff
better believe
stuff
it.
Stuff happens.
Oh, my gosh. The stories,
you know,
I can tell you.
And you just want to be protected. You want to, in case of that, you want to make sure you're taken care of.
Exactly.
Well, I just want to remind anybody that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm talking to Mike Krupka from Allstate Insurance. I've got Jeannie here. My name's Kim. And, of course, I got Jacob busy on the phone. So we are going to take a really quick break. I do have a trivia question here. And let's see. If you purchase personal injury protection wage, what does it cover? So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. And if you have that answer, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We will put your name on Ventura Harbor Comedy Club for some VIP tickets for tonight. Have some fun on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You hear John down the street passed away. He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 in Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. And I wonder if it's still a little gloomy out there. It's been like warm but gloomy at the same time. And
exactly.
Then you kind of think, okay, am I dressing for the right thing? And then it's hot again, right? So, but how was it down at the beach?
It was actually a little cool.
It was?
I mean, it was perfect, but you wanted a little bit of sun.
Yeah.
So it was. I wouldn't have traded it. I was perfectly happy.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. I love it down there. So
you know the weather here in Ventura is amazing.
It is. Mean,
you've got the cool mornings, okay, and then it burns off by 11 o'clock in the morning, and you got the sun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was up in Ventura, on Main Street, and then in Simi Valley in the afternoon, and then in Westlake in the meetings all over. It was very cool. I do want to give out our question because somehow we always make it look complicated in here, and I don't want to make it complicated. So how would you rephrase that?
I would say if you purchase uninsured motorist insurance for your car, okay, what does it cover?
Ooh, there you go.
There you go.
Kind of gave it away, but okay. So if anybody knows that answer, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. I have tickets for this evening to Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And it is always a fun time there. I'm telling you, you want to laugh. You know, life is so hard lately. And, I love to laugh. I love comedy.
I love that club. We were there about a month ago.
Yeah, they do such a great job there.
Yeah.
I mean, great food downstairs.
It is good.
You know,
I really
Andre's
like it.
Winery mm-hmm. downstairs and the tapas. And then you go upstairs. And it's
we
just,
went there for your birthday, I think.
I love that place.
Yeah,
I love to laugh. That is my, one of my passions. So mm-hmm. I do know that we have our next caller on the line. And Gabriella, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's beautiful weather here.
Where are you?
Vancouver.
Where?
Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Oh, good fishing up there.
There you go. I love it. So tell us a little bit about your journey. And the name of your book is?
With All My Might.
What a strong name, With All Your Might.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you were adopted into a Danish family, correct? A Dutch family.
Pretty close. Though.
Yeah, yeah, a Dutch. I just told everybody about that, but, it's like, and so you weren't the same as your parents, right? So you had a lot of struggles, and talk about how you overcame that.
Well, it's already funny that you are, first of all, you're born, right? And I was born apparently under a Muslim name, which is Nassim, which is on the cover of my book.
Okay.
And then I was put in an orphanage, a Catholic orphanage. And for me, basically, conformity starts right there at 10 days old because the Catholic orphanage wanted to baptize me, Gabriella, into a, Catholic name. And then at 3 years old, I got adopted by this Dutch couple, diplomatic affluent family in the Netherlands. And, it's just really funny how people try to make you fit into a picture and a mold that they feel comfortable with. So my book, for me, talks about what is it that we're all so afraid of when we don't fit in this sort of comfort zone and where you're standing on the sideline? There are two choices, basically. Either you help that person in, or that person will stand there on the sidelines feeling that they don't belong, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That makes sense.
So that's a little bit what I tried to write about. But in all fairness, it's not just society that does that. You yourself, you know, I needed to learn to accept that was from the East and the West. And I didn't do that till a bit later, I would say.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Gabriella, how old were you when you realized this feeling that you were feeling like you were different and maybe you weren't connecting?
Honest, the first 5 minutes I met my family.
Really?
Why? Because they looked different? Or why did you feel that way?
Also because they were so different. See, I learned to eat with my hands. In Europe, that's a big no-no, of course. Anywhere, it's a no-no. But, I mean, don't forget, we are talking 1966.
Sure.
1966, you're entering a sort of proper family. It's really odd to stand out and to not understand what it is that you're all doing wrong.
So you had to learn basically everything, yeah. How to eat, how to dress, how to walk, how to talk. Yeah.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
But everything. But you weren't at that point. How old were you when you were adopted?
3 years old.
3 years old. And when was it then that you realized that you were that it was a blessing for you to be put into a family?
Oh, it's obviously I think I must have been six already that I knew that I was luckier to be adopted than to be in an orphanage.
Right.
And that already for the basis that everyone at school tells you that. There was a time that people told you that, point blank. They told you, you know, you should be grateful because this is, you know, this is your life today and it wouldn't have been so in an orphanage. And intellectually, I get that, of course. But I always say to people, is the gratefulness because we live in the Western world? And is that what the West perceives, or is the gratefulness just because you have parents? Because that I like much more.
I would think the last, you know, grateful
yeah,
that you have
I would
parents,
think the last too.
A family, and
yeah.
Yeah, the gift of a family is what I think an adoption is all about, not mm-hmm. because the Western world could provide better.
And what was the feeling of your parents?
My parents, honestly, they felt it was really difficult too. So I write in the book that it's from both ends, you know. Here they are. Who is to say that just because you get a child in your house, it doesn't grow on the same level as, you know, you get 9 months to prepare for a biological child. Mm. And even that's tough, right?
Right.
And so they didn't really get that chance. Yes, again, they did paperwork, they did lots of things, but then suddenly the child is there. And you know it's not yours, so it's a different adaptation. Mm. Ever since I wrote the book, I have people actually calling me, saying that they actually understand my mother's reactions too. And I say, I do totally. That's why I wrote it.
I feel differently, I have to tell you, because I think that that's a choice. You know, you're mm-hmm. blessed to, I mean, obviously they have to go through a lot to have you. You know, even if they didn't biologically, they,
well, that's
you know.
What I'm thinking. The prep time now, if you were to adopt somebody, isn't like go down there, here's a kid, take it home.
Yeah.
You have to go through a lot of paperwork. You have to go through a lot of interviews. They want to make sure the child's matched with you. I think we've come a long way.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. Do you think so in this time?
I agree totally.
Okay, yeah.
But back then, they only did paperwork. Nobody really checked out the family.
So this mm-hmm. was something that they hadn't learned where all the techniques are now. So yeah. What would be your recommendation to people or to anybody who's feeling like they don't belong?
Well, the not belonging is obviously an emotion that resonates with many. And I believe that it has nothing really to do with an adoption. It has to do with, at a moment in time, you just feel like you're standing on those sidelines.
Mm.
And there are two choices. Either you want to come in, yes, you don't want to stand on the sideline, or you're at the point that you say, my uniqueness puts me there, and I feel good that I am there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the word self-acceptance.
Right.
So I might still feel that I'm on the sidelines, but I feel totally accepted standing where I stand at the moment.
Right, right. You know, I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008, the Kim Pagano Show. If anybody's, you know, been adopted or has adopted somebody, you know, a child, and which to me is a blessing for the family, and I want to look at it as a positive. There's just so many amazing children out there that,
Need a family.
That need a family. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I mean, I feel like I adopt all my kids' friends, you know? I mean, just who, you know, we are, my husband and I. And, but what a blessing. And I want to hear from anybody that has experienced this, that has, in this time of our age of life now, that has, you know, really positive thoughts on it. So give us a call here, and I've got a set of tickets for you if you can, you know, just you don't, and I know a lot of people are nervous to call. You don't have to give your name, but Jacob is waiting by the line. So just let us know your thoughts on that at 805-639-0008. Abriana, now, you know, I know you talked to about bullying in your book here, Gabriella.
Yep.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that? Is that something that you went through?
There are three forms of bullying for me. The first one is children, of course, which is awful, but it also happens within marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one we really don't want to talk about because it's so personal. And the last one is in the workforce. We do get bullied too. It's
wow, those are
different.
Three huge subjects.
They are, yeah. That's like a whole show right there.
On each one,
yeah.
If ever you want to, feel free. I think these are topics that we need to discuss. But the children first. I always say when I got bullied, my mom really said, Gabriella, why didn't you tell us?
Right.
And I said, Mom, I can't. I can't go through that humiliation again. Because being humiliated at school, actually, I know this is going to sound really warped to you, but it was okay. I accepted it for what it was.
Hmm.
But you can't go home and then in a safe environment tell the whole story again. Because then you feel like you look really bad, right?
Right.
And so I tried to express that to my mom that it had nothing to do. Plus the fact that you feel like you need to fix it on your own, like, you know,
right,
brave, and I don't know, there's some sense of all of that going on.
Right.
But I say to people, please, there's one thought I would like
listeners
to take with them. Can't we, and listeners, especially children here, if younger people are listening or parents, can't we teach the children that are not bullying to stand up? Just to stand up.
Right.
For the ones that are so fearful. The mere fact of standing physically, not even doing much, hold out your hand and say, this is not okay.
That's right.
I love that message.
There's an advertisement on TV like that similar, where there's in a brand new high school and the girl's new and a book gets knocked out of her hand and some of the girls are walking by and guys kind of making fun of her. And one student stopped, picked up her book and said hi. I mean, it just, and everybody kind of looked like, wow. I mean, I think that kind of, what you just said is a thousand
it's so
words.
It's strong.
It's so true.
In fact, they did a secret, kind of like a tape with the kids all in a room, and they told them something else, but they had it all act out. They had actors in there, and they had all the parents watching this.
Mm.
And
I think.
And they said, okay, what do you think your kids? Oh, no, I think my daughter's going to be good.
Yeah.
I think, and they did it with boys, and they did it with girls, and some of the parents were astounded of what their kids did.
Right.
And then there was one, you know, and it wasn't the actor, but they, you know, why are you doing this to me? You make me feel, you know. And they ended up standing up for them. And it's astonishing. I mean, really, that is such a huge...
It takes a lot of guts for that person to do it. And because you're
a leader when you do that. You're a leader. And that's exactly it. I love that message. I think that is such a huge message. And now I want to ask you, what is your relationship with your parents now, Gabriella?
Unfortunately, my mother died, and my mother was a big advocate for me to write the book, so she would have been my biggest fan. My dad said one simple European word, which is bravo, and he said, really well done, and he said that when he read the book that he felt sorry, and I do too, in a way. I feel sorry that it takes adversity to bring out the best in us.
Wow, that's great.
That makes sense, what I'm saying.
And, you know, I think that there's, you know, nothing's by accident. I really, truly believe that. And that, you know, this was your journey. This is your gift. Yep. And this is your gift to talk about it and to have other people learn from you.
Absolutely.
And with that, I want to ask you if you can give us one message that you would let all my listeners want to hear.
Can it still be about bullying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then there's one more tip for bullying. It really, really works. I've seen children do it now. Is if you get a time outside of the parents, again, where the victim, I'll just call the person that's being bullied, the victim and the bullier, if they can be in detention together anywhere that's outside of school and they talk, they will often find out that the bullier has a rotten life somehow and that there's something in the bullier.
Wow, I love that. I love that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's
and it could also be, again, remember that I talked earlier about the uniqueness?
Right.
So the victim has this uniqueness because we always think the victim has something bad. The victim thinks that.
Gabriella, you know what? This is so interesting. And, of course, we're at the end of our show. My shows go by so fast. Where does everybody find your book?
www.withallmymight.com. You can buy it in print. You can order it online or Amazon.com in ebook.
Wow. Well, I think what an inspiration. And I definitely recommend everybody to get a copy of this. I appreciate
thank you so
your journey.
Much for having me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Well,
bye, everyone.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye
bye. Gosh, what a great show. You know, just a little bit of, and that's what my show's kind of about. It just never, you never know what I'm going to bring to the table because I love everything, you know, value in every way and every day. I thank all of my callers. We got tons of callers. I hope everybody can have a really great time tonight. And Jeannie, give out Valley Alarms info.
Well, if you go on the internet, you can go to valleyalarm.com. And you'll learn about how to protect yourself before anything happens.
Before it's too late. Mm-hmm. Mike, give out your info.
Website is SoCalQuote.com. And the phone number is 888-457-8752.
All right. And for anybody that missed any part of my show today, remember you can listen again from 3 to 4. And also every day I'm on from 8 to 9 and then again from 3 to 4. Also, you can listen on my website, thekimpaganoshow.com, and Facebook me. Become a fan. Do you know, I want you to be able to hear everything that I've got going on in my life. And I got a lot happening right now. There's so many things, so many doors opening up. And if you want to be a part of that, I want to hear from you. If you want to sponsor my show, and I'm all over it, and I want you to be a part of it. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today is one must maintain a little bit of summer, even in the middle of winter.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool? So, all right. Thank you, Jacob. Great job
thank
on the
you.
Board. And I thank all of you out there. I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day. Go do something nice for yourself and someone else.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.